with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives, from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. This week's guest on AbleQuest is a young man who is changing the way support relationships for people with disabilities is managed. He has co-founded a business called HireUp, that is H-I-R-E-U-P. It's an online platform for people with disabilities to find, hire and manage support workers who fit their needs and share their interests. Jordan O'Reilly, the CEO of HireUp, spoke to Marnie Roper, who asked him to describe HireUp and also about his background and why he started the business.
So HireUp is an online platform that gives Australians with disability the power to find, hire and manage their very own support workers. I guess the HireUp story is a very personal one for me and my sister, who is the other co-founder. When we were growing up, we had a younger brother with a disability, and his disability meant that he relied on direct one-to-one care and support almost every day of his life. Through his experience and through our family experience, we got a window into what it's like to require direct support on a daily basis. And for us as a family, and for me in particular, a few things really stood out. Number one, disempowerment and the lack of choice and control that my brother had over the people that were coming to support him. But not only that, the cost blowout that often workers being paid around $20 an hour, and we're as a family paying $50, $60, $70 an hour, and just not really having any clear visibility over that, and just the inefficiency in the whole process. At the same time, I worked as a support worker while studying at university. I was studying to become an occupational therapist. I worked as a support worker, and very often I was going to support people and had no idea whether I was the right person in that environment and all the rest of it. So it was really those two experiences taken together that started me and my sister thinking, could we do this a better way? Could we build an online platform that gave Australians with disability the power to not only be able to find the right support workers and care workers for them, but then also really putting the individual with a disability and their family in the driving seat around creating their own bookings and managing their own schedule and all of the rest of it. So that's really where the idea for HireUp came.
And before HireUp, you were involved with Fighting Chance with your sister. What was that?
Before HireUp, I worked with an organisation called Fighting Chance for best part of 4 or 5 years. It's a not-for-profit organisation and it supports young people with disabilities based in the north of Sydney. And really it was there that both my sister and I really started to build a holistic understanding of the needs of people with disability. We were, you know, surrounded by this wonderful community of people who were really instrumental in helping us understand how we could build a platform like HireUp to provide really great support out in the community or at home for people who require that level of support. So before we started HireUp, for me there was a period of consultation with the community here in Sydney that was just so instrumental in helping us build something that would work for everyone.
When did you start HireUp and was it easy to get off the ground?
So we launched HireUp in January of 2015, so it's a little under 2.5 years old now. That's when we officially launched the platform, and the answer is that there's been lots of challenges in getting it off the ground. The major challenge is just around doing something very new. We really are building a new way of doing things in this sort of attendant care and support worker space, and so a lot of it has been pitching our vision and pitching our dream for the way that we think things can work for the better, for everyone, not only for the individuals seeking support, also for support workers, as well as the sector more generally. We've got a really clear vision around that. What has been so remarkable over the last 2 years is just the support and the way in which our community and as it's grown, the community all around Australia has got behind the idea for HireUp. HireUp is now a national platform. We're supporting people here in New South Wales and a lot of people here in Sydney, but then also in the ACT, in South Australia, in Tasmania and Queensland and Victoria as well. There are users coming onto the platform. So it's been amazing to watch it grow. We've got about 10,000 registered users. That's sort of roughly around 6,000 support workers and 4,000 people with disabilities or their families. And I must say that encouragement and the support that we've got from the community has just been so overwhelming and really gives us the wind in our sail to keep going and keep building the platform. And we hope will one day be available to everyone who would like to use it right around Australia.
And just explain exactly how the online platform works and the process for connecting people.
So HireUp is a digital platform, which means that it's all online. So to get started, someone seeking support and as a support worker, everyone creates a profile, which means that you visit the website hireup.com.au and you get started by registering for a profile. And the profile tells us a little bit about who you are. It tells the community a little bit about what you're looking for. Once the profile has been created, HireUp then verifies all users, which is a really important step and one that we get asked a lot about. For support workers, we like to check all the standards and checks that you would expect from any other support agency. We check a first aid certificate, we check police criminal record checks, we check working with vulnerable people, we check CV, and we ask for ID as well. So the verification level is very high and what you would expect. Once all users have been registered and verified, they go into the platform and they can search for one another in a local area. So by typing in your postcode, you can see, let's say you're someone seeking support, you can see support workers all around you on a map. From that point, users can reach out and can send messages to one another to introduce themselves. And there's also a job board feature where individuals can go and post a job where they're seeking support and have support workers get back to them. Once someone has either found someone that they wish to work with, or we find a lot of people bring fantastic support workers from outside onto the platform as a really great way of managing their relationship. And once the time is right, the individual who is seeking the support sets up the booking with their support worker through our online system, and then the booking can take place. HireUp really provides value once the booking has happened. We do all of the invoicing, we do all of the payroll, the super, the tax, and provide comprehensive wraparound insurance for everyone that's working through the system. So we really see it as a sort of partnership. Our users are managing all of the day-to-day bookings, which often a lot of people want to be doing that part of the process. And then behind the scenes, HireUp is making sure that all the insurance is in place, that everyone gets paid the correct amount, that the correct amount of tax and super is paid, and all of the rest of it. And what we're finding is that it's a really fantastic process that maximises sort of ability and capacity of individuals to be running their own port schedules, while HireUp's always there to provide that administrative support, and we're there also to provide any support if anything ever goes wrong.
Does that mean that you're actually employing the support workers? Is that right?
Exactly. So one of the unique things about HireUp is that it's an employment-based system. When we were starting HireUp, we realised that what we were facilitating were employment-based relationships, and so we wanted to provide the value by becoming the employer of all support workers. So I'm really proud to say that HireUp is the employer of all the support workers on our system. That means that we take a big responsibility in the relationship. We guarantee, for instance, we will always pay workers industry-leading wages to make sure that workers are being remunerated properly and fairly for their work. It also means that we take responsibility for managing the workers' tax and the workers' insurance, and then providing all of the appropriate insurances, including workers' compensation, public liability, professional indemnity, all the insurances that need to go behind these relationships. So HireUp offers that as its main service, that we are an employer. It means that we take real care and responsibility for everyone on our platform. And it means that the individual who's seeking support can have all the flexibility around choosing who they want to work with, and they can really direct that relationship without having to take on the responsibility of doing it for themselves. So I really see HireUp as a bit of a win-win. It's all the freedom and flexibility that workers and our clients want and tell us that they love, while HireUp is in the background processing all of the complex administration that goes behind the relationship.
And apart from personal services that one would expect for your clients, what other sort of services does HireUp offer?
HireUp at this stage is providing support workers. We're very specific about that definition, but the reality is that support looks very different for different people. Some of the areas that support workers can provide, that sort of help and support, is around potentially it's help around the house. There's a personal care and support in home. There's out and about in the community, going out shopping, going to the movies and or going out to concert or something like that, right through to something like a therapy assistance, where a support worker can go along with maybe a mum and a child that's receiving therapy. The support worker can help implement that therapy through the week with mum and dad, for example. So the support work sort of title, it can be very broad and means different things to different people. But largely speaking, it's any of that support in home, in the community, or with lifestyle assistance that individuals may need from day to day.
Yes, because I saw on a TV program on HireUp, a young girl taking a boy with, I think, cerebral palsy to busk at Circular Quay as part of your services. I mean, it's just fantastic. Are there any other such stories you can share with us? I think you take a boy to soccer, don't you, yourself?
That's right, yeah. So I, you know, the co-founder and CEO of the company, I'm really keen that everyone who works for HireUp makes sure that they still either receive support through the system or provide supports to make sure we really stay in touch with what it is that we're doing. For example, I occasionally support a young chap to go and play soccer on the week. So that's an example of the flexibility in the system that really helps. Another great example is a young man who's studying at university. He's passionate about learning, he's passionate about getting his degree, but he needed some extra support in his lectures to not only take lecture notes, but then also just sort of process the information after the lecture. And when he jumped on HireUp, we were able to connect him with a PhD student, would you believe, from that university who was looking for some extra support. So this is this wonderful connection on the campus. You know, it's age appropriate, it's environmentally appropriate in that both the person seeking support as well as the support worker are there anyway. They've formed this really wonderful relationship where that support worker is really able to help the young man learn his coursework and work towards his degree. There are literally thousands of stories now coming out of HireUp of this sort of wonderful support that is driven by the individual seeking support, and it's appropriate to them. And we're just seeing every day new stories emerge where we're connecting people not only based on skills and qualifications and experience, which is all very important, but we're also connecting people based on their common ground, something that they have in common. If you are someone that wants to go out to the local fishing club, you know, the best person to support you in that environment is someone from that fishing club. And that's the sort of vision that we are really believe in here at HireUp, that support work, you know, we want to move away from this idea of support work just for the sake of it or support work as just care, but actually think about support work as a way to help individuals with disability, especially under the NDIS, work toward and achieve their goals, especially if that includes becoming more included in their community. That really is the vision that we have at HireUp, and that's really what we're so excited to keep building the platform and sharing that with as many people as we possibly can.
Absolutely. This is very much the holistic approach, isn't it?
Exactly. And I think this is what is so at the heart of the reforms that we're seeing in the sector, especially around the National Disability Insurance Scheme, the NDIS. It really is about words we hear all the time, choice and control. But I think HireUp's a good example of a system that is set up really to maximise that choice and control of individuals. And I think with models like HireUp, we'll start to realise the absolute best in the opportunity of the NDIS.
I believe you've got a very competitive pricing model. Can you just briefly expand on this? You mentioned that you pay your carers above award. How else is the pricing model competitive?
So what HireUp has done is we've been able to build a unique pricing model based on the uniqueness of our service, which basically means HireUp is a lot cheaper than the NDIS rate. In New South Wales, the NDIS rate is around $42.79, I believe, for an hour of support. And that is the money that the NDIS makes available to an individual for an hour of support. But because of HireUp's unique model, because we've been able to reduce the overhead so much, an hour of support through HireUp costs $35.50, which means that every single hour that an individual uses support through HireUp, they're saving in their package in the region of $7 to $8 per hour, which is a really important thing and something that we're very proud of here at HireUp, because not only does it mean that the individual is driving their support relationship through the HireUp platform, but it also means that individuals can save literally tens of thousands of dollars across the year, which can be used as extra money for either extra support or for other services in their package. Over the last 2 years, we've calculated that HireUp has saved our community of users more than $1.5 million, which is money that otherwise would have been spent in an inefficient system. Whereas by using HireUp, by making the most of the efficiencies of the system, people are not only more in control, but they're also saving millions of dollars in the process. And that $1.5 million looks something like 45,000 hours of extra support that individuals have been able to make the most of. So we're incredibly proud of the pricing model that we've been able to set up because it saves individuals so much money.
Well, you should be very proud.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat. And if anyone would like to find out more, they can have a look at the website. It's www.hireup.com.au. And then the phone number is on the website if anyone would like to ring out and touch base, or we're obviously available to be contacted through social media. So we'd love to hear from anyone in the community who'd like to learn more.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.